Meeting order, 6:15. Okay. Motion to approve last month's meeting.
I'll make the motion.
The committee meetings.
I'll second it, please.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all those opposed? All right, let's go to resolution 220. Establishing capital project number 445, security improvements on various buildings and ending its 2015 to 2020 capital improvement program. Department of Public Works, building the grant. Motion for discussion?
So moved. Second.
Okay, discussion?
You know, as I remember this came on the floor, I thought it was going to law enforcement to have a conversation with the sheriff to talk about, you know, are they going to set a policy for security for all the buildings? Because after the suspicion of warrant check issue, that was something that we had said would be critical to, you know, have the law enforcement do a policy, look at security in all the buildings, work with the sheriff, and I thought that there was, that this was an opportunity to do that before we start spending, you know, significant monies, have a policy in place and have the sheriff at least review some of it. And so I wasn't quite sure why it came back to us without law enforcement taking a position on this.
I gotta be honest, I don't know if I made it to law enforcement.
I don't see it referred to.
But we referred to it, that was part of the issue on the floor the night we spoke about it at last session.
Yeah, you know what it says at the bottom of the resolution? See, never originally went to law enforcement, but in the session they referred it back to
law enforcement.
And
it never went back to law enforcement.
So I don't think we should make a decision until law enforcement
does. Well, all I can tell you is that this initial funding, the purpose of it is, and I don't even know if the sheriff is qualified, I don't want to say that word, but if that's his line of work, to assess the risk. I don't know if you got this email from personnel this morning about have you ever felt threatened by a coworker. You know, there are other issues with respect to security other than aiming cameras, and it could have to do with lighting, it could have to do with concrete.
So what's the overall plan?
Well, the plan is to have a consultant evaluate what we have and what we need. And then we would either go forward or not. If there are certain things, we're kind of limited. We only have 3 electricians for everything that needs to be done in the county. But if there were any things, recommendations that we could accommodate ourselves, we could do that. But other than that, I don't even know if the sheriff could set a policy without having an evaluation.
I'm not saying he should set a policy, but I guess I would expect law enforcement to be the policy generator for security and for things like that within
the jail.
Well, the problem is in the jail?
Within his building. I don't think he should be.
I'm not saying the sheriff. I'm saying the law enforcement committee. Part of committee's scope is setting policy where there's...
But they oversee law enforcement. The law enforcement building. They don't, you know, they don't oversee the rest of the buildings. We do.
Okay. So we should be setting a policy, if that's the case, then the DPW committee would set a policy regarding all county-run buildings,
with the exception, I think, of the law enforcement center.
Okay.
Because then you would want to talk to the sheriff about creating, you know, their policy, what they think,
right,
in regard to the law enforcement center,
right,
but not,
well,
not to all the buildings.
I think that's part of what the RFP would be designed to do, would be to have the consultants go to each building. You know, DSS has their own issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, we had our own issues right here with Mike Wendell. You know, there were some concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the comptroller had a longer protection.
I mean,
I think it depends on the building, and that's why they would look to see what is exists presently,
mm-hmm,
and to make a recommendation as to, you know, that will address the concerns that are expressed by the folks in the building.
We as a committee determine the policy.
Right.
And the policy, and I think we should create a policy that says that we give a certain amount of authority to the sheriff to do, to come back to us and tell us what he thinks he needs as far as security is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But when everything is said and done, we're going to be the ones that fund it.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I guess we don't have a policy. We're gonna do this, and you don't feel that the need to have a policy before we go out and spend $1.5 million.
I would think we would hire a consultant that would determine what we need, and then we would create a policy after we got the information back. Because I don't know what this building might need or may not need. I don't know what the...
Well, is that what we're authorizing here? For a consultant to come back to us so that we can develop a policy, or to come back to us so that how things are going to get spent from a capital... I'm just trying to get clarification. That's really what I'm trying to understand the process.
Can you answer that, Sarah? Or would we guess at it?
Yeah. What do you mean? No, I thought you were asking if that was something that should go in the resolution.
Well, I believe, if I'm correct here, we're going to spend $150,000 for the...
We don't really know that. The only thing we know is that we're using that amount. We'll put the RFP out, but, you know, it could be less. I don't know. You know, we don't know if somebody has to go out and visit 20 buildings and talk to people there to determine what their concerns are. You know, I leave the building, it's dark out, there are no lights in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're going to talk to the folks in the building and see what their concerns are and what can we do to address those concerns. And if they make recommendations, we don't, you know, if we say, okay, these are things that we think need to be taken care of in relatively quickly or whatever, we'll do those things and put some other things off. You know, I mean, it obviously is up to your folks, but...
Did we see the RFP for this 150?
There is your RFP. RFP will be developed, you know,
if we authorize it. So,
This is also part of the cameras and...
Cameras, lights,
I mean... The amount in last month was exceptionally high, I thought, to what we were going to be doing.
This is the same, even the 150
amount. I need to spend $150,000 to have somebody tell me I need cameras at the front door. I need cameras on the roof.
I think there are some things that are obvious to all of us. But that's why I'm saying I think that the part of the process is to interview the people who work in that building every day. I mean, you've got mental health, you've got, you know, you may have different issues there than you have at the law enforcement. You know, and different concerns, and different solutions would address those.
I understand. You'd have different issues with information technology. You'd have a different type of need for security or through social services. But the difference is, in IT, you don't have a lot of people walking in and out, and if they are going in and out, they're going in and out for a specific purpose, to visit, to tell them about different technology and options that they can use. Social services, you already have... the sheriff's department, which is there for security reasons. I'm just saying $150,000, just have somebody tell me, well, gee, I think I need a camera on the
corner. That's a lot of money.
What?
Well, like I said, we don't know.
I asked Bob to give me a...
Oh, you mean I would like
something that says this is what I think, you know. Besides, it's just a blanket statement. I'm going to give you $150,000 for what?
Well, that would
Nobody
be
tells
detailed.
You what it's for.
Well, that would be detailed in the scope of services.
But that's after I give it to you.
No. What do you mean after you give it to me?
Usually, when we do an RFP, we do an RFP with the specifics of what we want. We don't just give them the money and say, "Now come back to me and tell me how you spend it."
Do you know how long it takes to put that together and then to have somebody say, "No, you, we're not going to do it?
I think, if I may, because I think we're looking at the title and assuming it's just for putting cameras in where they should be positioned. You're saying it's the 150 is to go out and get a consultant to come in and give us a proposal around security for all of our buildings to address concerns expressed by employees. What I think we're saying is, before the 150 is, it would be helpful to understand the scope of the project. What is it you're asking of a consultant? Because that becomes then part of what are we looking at from a security perspective, and how does that inform us from a policy perspective?
Right.
And without that, we're being asked to say, okay, yes to 150, from a capital project, I understand that, but, you know, this happens every month. We say, well, you approved the capital project, we approved the concept, and it's a concept. We are earmarking this money for the concept of security of our buildings. Now we're down to the brass tacks. What is the concept? How does it translate into a policy? How does it translate into a scope of work? And I think, I know I would like to not just say yes to go and find a consultant, but I want to understand what I'm saying yes to as far as the scope of work.
Well, that's a different process than we've had in the past, so if that's what you want,
I've never been on this committee before.
Right.
I still think it's backwards. I didn't think it was a different process from the other.
Okay, go ahead,
Just to see if we can kind of get on the same page. I think one way to resolve that might be, this is an up to 150. We have certain needs, and our needs are going to be enough information to set a policy. So it might be a good idea to develop, to go ahead and support it. And I do support it because we want to move forward. But to ask that we have a chance to review the RFP with the scope of work before.
Who's the RFP, though?
Well, the scope of work.
If the money is approved, an RFP would be developed and it would go out.
You see, I got to tell you, that's a backwards thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like somebody going out and saying, I'm going to give you $1 million for solar technology. And they go, okay. And then all of a sudden they come back with whatever they have, and now whatever it is, well, you gave me $1 million, I spent it. Why? Well, you gave me $1 million on solar technology. But you didn't tell me what you were going to have, why you didn't ask me.
I don't know what to say to you. My personal opinion is that these things, as RFPs are developed, if we know we have the money to engage the person who is the successful proposer, we develop the scope of work, we put it out, it's a proposal, it's not a bid, so there is not the level of specificity in an RFP. We say, this is what we want to accomplish. How would you do this, and how much would you charge us? Because we're not security experts, so we have to leave it to the experts to tell us, what are you going to give us? This is what we want to accomplish. We want to know
why can't we just say, this is what we want to accomplish, and how much are you going to charge us, and then come back to the committee and say, this is the best bid that came in.
The contract will come back to you. The contract has to come back.
But it's after we've already given them the money.
No, if you don't approve the contract, the money never gets spent.
Yeah, but then you put a whole lot of work into something that, once it's at a contract stage, you're so far involved that it's harder for us to say no.
Well, once you got the money, you got the money anyway.
If you don't approve the contract,
this is not for doing the work. This is just a consultant.
Yes.
So this doesn't include purchasing cameras or anything. This is solely for a consultant. Okay, so what you're talking about is after they come back with they say, okay, now this is what it's going to cost you to do the work. That's a different contract.
That's not this contract. This is already been spent on the consultant.
It isn't spent until you approve the contract. The consultant is going to have a contract. It is going to be over $50,000. You are going to have to approve that contract. If you don't like what's in the scope of work,
Didn't we do that by approving this? We're saying we're giving you $150,000 to go out and find a consultant? We're authorized. Then what are we authorizing?
Funding the capital project.
Which is part of the capital project, which we worked in, all of a sudden it becomes part of the capital project, and we funded it.
We funded it, but any contract that's 50 or over has to go.
We are changing the process here, just so we're all aware. But this is what I've always had a little bit of a challenge with. And when we start to see that this is 1% of the total cost of the contract, it's earmarked for consulting services. Again, we see it after they put together a proposal. Mm-hmm. We never see what is it we're asking of this consultant in support of the scope of security. And I guess what I'm saying is if as a policy-making body, you know, we're talking about, you know, the scope of security, it would be helpful to understand what you're asking
if
the
consultant. If we're going to be that specific, then we know enough to do the evaluation ourselves. We're not security.
That's not what I'm saying. I know I'm changing it up a little bit, but this is some of the things that I'm struggling with from a capital project perspective.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Why can't we just do an RFP requesting consultants to give us a price on what it would be to do the work?
We don't have the money to spend. Release the RFP, we have to have the funding in place. We cannot put out an RFP. We can't.
See, I think I'm on the same page with you finally now. A light clicked up here.
Yeah.
That all we're doing is amending the capital program to fund it. And then we spend the money at a later date. This doesn't authorize us to spend the money. This just amends the capital project. So, yeah, it just clicked upstairs. So.
I say again, it just amends the capital project.
Capital budget or whatever it's called.
It's a specific use of funds. There would be another step.
My next question is, what if it comes in for $100,000? What happens to the $50,000 that we've earmarked?
It's in that line.
We don't care. But we do that.
We can put it back if we want. I mean, we very rarely do that. But it's probably used for something else down the road.
If it's going to be, first of all, if it's not used, there's not going to be any bonding for it. It
disappears.
Well, if they don't use it on something else, it doesn't get used on anything.
Eventually, we'll back in contingency, wouldn't it?
No? I don't know. That's what
I'm
asking. We could find that out. Okay. If we authorize the $150,000, we use $100,000, take them out of contingency, let's say we take the $150,000 out of contingency, and
it's not going out of contingency. The bonds.
This is
Let me ask another question, sir. We're going to spend $150,000 up to $150,000 on this, and I think Lynn brought up the point before about the sheriff's department. And you mean to tell me that the big old sheriff's department over there and all their experts and all their high-priced lieutenants and everything, not one of them has a clue on security for these buildings? And I don't mean that in disrespect. I mean,
right,
I know they can do
that. I don't know that, but I don't think they're experts in every kind of security just because they're law enforcement.
I'm sure there's one person over there that's possibly an expert in where to set cameras up.
But is that his job, her job? You know what I mean?
And maybe that's the mentality that needs to be changed over here in the county. You mean not my job, it's everybody's job.
I don't mean that. I mean the person that you're talking about has a job.
I'm sure the sheriff would love to cooperate with the county executive to get this done.
We'd
like to think that, but we don't know that either.
I would hope so.
The real issue is, can the sheriff's department inform the RFP? Because they have they have expertise that we don't have.
Exactly.
And I think that's what came out of the discussion and why it was sent back to law enforcement at last session.
The only, I mean, they probably, I don't know, perhaps the consultant would engage them in every, I mean, I'm sure the consultant's going to think, I know what I'm doing. That's what these people do for a living. It's mm-hmm. what they're experts at.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they think that the sheriff has something to add to their assessment on a building-by-building basis, I have no idea.
Do you know,
Maddie,
do you know what happened at the law enforcement meeting?
It wasn't addressed at all because they, I think they're waiting for this committee to evaluate it, and then they're going to have a meeting in another session to yay or nay it.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense either, because what happens in that instance, say we pass it and they don't.
Well, you passed it last time. And then they send it back to you, and in addition to them. But I think they want to see where you stood before they...
But we already made our statement of where we stood. We right. backed at the first go.
But I said to Vicki, they already said they want it.
Let me ask one other question, because we want to try to resolve this. The 150 in serial bonds and the two different dates, June...
The start date, the total cost of the project. So it's a phased-in approach.
Okay, so this
is step one.
And then this is the full expenditure.
Expected.
Okay.
The 1.25, right?
Mm-hmm. How long do you expect? Because I don't understand this. The serial bond is just approving... That's the same 150?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long do you expect that it will take for this to occur, for the study to occur and to get a report?
Well, we have to develop the RFP. It has to go out to the consultants, whoever's, they have to come back with their proposals. The proposals go to an RFP evaluation committee, the same as all, you know, when they rank them based on their experience, their price is a piece of it, but there's going to be weighted criteria. That's how an RFP is processed, as far as how long that process takes.
And that's exactly, but that's my point. That's just my point, as long as I had it. They're going to come back and tell you what they need to do after they get an RFP, right? Why aren't we approving it, the funding at that point, or disapproving the funding at that point? Why are we approving the funding prior to them doing, you know, coming back with an answer? I mean, I would think that first thing would go out and say, here's what we want to do. Here's what we want to do, and we would like you to come back with a plan to tell us how you're going to do it and how much it's going to cost us. Once we have that, we bring it back to the committee, and we'll see if the committee approves it.
That's the contract that you're approving. Not, we can't put any bid out or any RFP out unless we know where the money is coming from.
Is that by law?
I don't know if it's by law, but I think it is. I think it's a procurement law. But I can find
so
that out.
So where the money is coming from, what? To pay the consultants who are giving us?
For the successful bidder or responder.
Can I ask another question? Because something just unclicked in my head. I was doing good here, and Pete confused me. I don't want to blame you. Blame me. So we approved Mendic capital budget, right? So then we got this idea that we're going to have a consultant come in and give them $150,000, and they're going to give us information on security for the buildings. Am I correct?
Yes.
How many consultants are going to be in on this? 10, 15, 3, 4, as many?
You mean the successful one, or you mean...
So we don't have a plan right now. We just have...
RFP to get a consultant.
We're gonna put out the RFP that's gonna say we want security for the buildings. We don't know what we want because we're not experts. You guys are. Please tell us it. So we're gonna have three or four consultants out there writing up specs that could be totally different.
Right. That's what an RFP is.
Right.
It's always
okay.
Different.
So at that point, you guys have to look at it and determine which one you think is best.
Well, we don't do it. There's a committee of people who evaluate an RFP.
Who's the committee?
Well, I don't know. They
purchasing department.
And then RFP committee.
And then purchasing, who's not an expert security either, brings it back to us and say, this is the one that we picked out of the three. Am I correct?
Yep. I don't know that it's purchasing that does it. I think it would be probably, I mean, purchasing is in charge of that evaluation.
They might have something to do with it. So the same people that didn't have a clue, and I don't mean that disrespectful, that are not experts on security, are then going to determine which is the best plan, even though they're not experts on security.
Well, I'm sure they'll have somebody from law enforcement on the committee. They're going to have somebody, I would assume, from IS on the committee. They're going to have somebody from Buildings and Grounds on the committee. And together, they're going to look at the proposals and make a determination about that. I mean, be realistic. We are not experts.
We're trying.
We don't have experts in every line of work that are in this employment here. So we always have to rely to a certain degree. And obviously, I mean, if these people are all experts in the same line of work, you're going to see some similarities.
You would hope.
Well,
so if I may, just for clarity's sake, the $150 that we're authorizing at this juncture, who gets that money?
Consultants.
The successful responder to the RFP.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So my point is that you're not going to get this money to anyone until they bring the until they respond to your RFP. So why are we releasing the money now?
We're not.
Okay.
We're amending the capital budget, mm-hmm. and I would assume that after you pick the winning bid or plan, we're going to have to approve the bond.
But to me, it's like a lot. It's like somebody winning the lottery. Okay, in other words, and I don't want to be so crude on this, but the fact of the matter is, I don't see it as being the way to run a business. I'm saying to somebody, here's $150,000. Now, which one do you want? Who's going to give me the best proposal? Whoever gives me the best proposal will get $150,000. Now, in actuality, they may have accepted $100,000. But since we told them it's $150,000.
We're not going to tell them it's $150,000.
Isn't that public record?
Well, this is all public record. I mean, if they want to see it, but
right. They're
still competing against each other.
What I'm saying is, that's fine. They're all competing against one another. I understand that. But we're setting the bar. We're telling them we're going to spend up to $150,000 on this. And we don't know if it's, I mean, this is just for consultants. This is not getting any work done.
That's what the evaluation committee does. They look at what we're getting for what we're spending.
The evaluation committee?
Yes. That's part every...
Who's the evaluation?
Well, as I said, I would imagine on a project like this, the evaluation committee for a security consultant would include somebody from law enforcement, perhaps the person that you're referring to, who I don't know who it is.
Do they sign off on it? Do they sign off on it?
Who signs off?
The committee.
Everybody fills out a form. They have weighted criteria, and they give it a number, 10, 9, 8, what base, and then the numbers get added up, and the person with the most points, you know, price counts for something, but it's not in an RFP, unlike in a bid. Price is not the determinant. The determinant may be years of experience, other similar projects.
I understand that.
Things like that.
I understand that. I get that. I understand that. I'm just saying, we're setting the bar. We're telling them we got $150,000, and we don't know how much it's going to cost. And that's where I have the issue with the whole process. I don't understand why we just don't send out RFPs to a bunch of consultants and say, how much would you charge us? That's it.
Yeah. I've been here 8 years, and I've never heard of this committee.
And they'll invite the consultants in to question them. You know, it's not something that it does take a while. I have to tell you that, but it's done in a very methodical, diligent way, so that everyone is trying to protect the county's taxpayers' dollars. They're looking to get the most that they can for the price that's within the budget.
Can I ask one more question and then we can, you know, move on? How did you come up with that number, 150?
It's like other things. We are not experts. We put a number so that we can get the funding, so that we can put the RFPs out. We have no funding, and I imagine it's a best guess.
You see, I went in and I saw Bob, and I asked him, Brendan's office, I said, Bob, this seems like an exceptional amount of money to go out and hire a consultant to tell me most of the things I'm already going to know.
I don't think that's...
We can all say there should be more lights
in the parking lot.
But remember tonight, because we'll see what happens when it's all said and done.
I mean, I'm talking about things like panic buttons, you know, in consultation rooms where people may be one-on-one with a client who's not happy, you know, and putting in some kind of, you know, even, you know, my mother-in-law has one of those lifeline things that you just, if you have an issue, you press a button, and then maybe the security people are alerted that are already in the building, fine. But I don't think that these are things, because I don't work in those environments, I don't have those concerns myself, but I think there are employees who do. And I think those are the things that need to be discovered and need to be assessed. We need a recommendation.
But those are things you can find out from the people that run those departments, too. You don't need a consultant to tell you that. You can go right out to the Social Service and ask Mike Iacocci, what's your opinion, Mike? What do you think you need here for security reasons? And I'll guarantee you, Mike will tell you.
Can we see the RFP before it's issued? Because it's our responsibility.
The RFP is a public...
I understand that, but can it be a topic for us to review before it is issued? Not that we're experts either, but and I would also like to suggest that the Sheriff's Department, whoever knows about this in the Sheriff's Department, review the RFP. Not at the point after it's issued and they're just on the committee, but before it go out. What we're looking for is a little more meat on the bone.
It's called an RFI, you know?
Yeah,
there is. Request for information.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
That's great.
I'd like to reduce the amount to $75,000. And if it comes back for more, then we've... When it comes back for more, we revisit it, we get it, then we're going to pay it.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
But I do think that
what the Manitoba legislator Green brought up is a good, the ability to review it before it goes out, so we see the scope of what, you know, from a security perspective, understanding what they're asking for information.
I agree. But I'm going to go back to what I said originally. Mm-hmm. To me, I think we're putting the cart before the horse. We're taking a dollar amount, we're throwing it out there, and we're saying, okay, this is how much we're willing to spend. Not how much you're willing to charge us, but this is how much we're willing to spend. And I think that's backwards. I just do. I'm sorry, I disagree with that philosophy about just coming up with a number. I say, RFP, I give you $150,000. But now you're going to tell me what you're going to do for that $150,000.
Well, but I think the point then is, let's get a clarification. Is this required to be able to go out for an RFP to have a projected number of what we think it's going to cost, or an X percentage?
Well, I want to know, is it required by law?
I will find out from providers.
Or is it just something we've done in
practice? Yes, it's 12%. It's not even 10% of the overall cost of it. If it were 10%, it'd be 125.
You already approved the money in the capital project.
The money's already approved.
Right. The overall money, not the specific.
Okay, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Now, what's the committee want to do? I mean, it's up to the committee.
I just want to say one other thing. I might get in trouble since this won't be the first time. We're all purchasing. The purchasing department is an operations organization. This is what they do. If you're going to, and I'll say, insert yourself into the RFP process, everything we do already takes way too long as it is. That's my opinion, because we have to come back. You know, we get this approval, and then we do the RFP, and then we have a contract, and we have to come back. Everything we do takes...
We're not inserting ourselves.
Well, the RFP development has never been the rule.
Hold on. All I'm saying is, before I approve the money, they do the RFPs.
That's not going to happen, I don't think.
That's where we need to find out. Right. Is that a fiscal requirement by law that you have to have that money earmarked or already put aside?
Well, how do I know how much you have to put aside?
Sometimes you don't.
Well, then how can law tell you you've got to put money aside?
Well, I guess my question would be is, when we put money aside like this, what we've never done is gone back and say, okay, so how much did it do? How much did the proposal actually cost us from the very, because it's all wrapped up in the overall
cost. You know, that's what bothers me.
I know, but, you know, everybody's been clamoring for, this has been going on a long time.
Look, I was the person that brought it up. I'll be honest with you. Last month, my car got hit twice.
And when did you bring it up? You know, a year ago?
I brought it up 3 years ago.
What happens was just mired.
But it's not the idea of the doing it. It's how it's the processes and how it's getting
done.
The
ultimate thing is that you have approval whether to spend the money or not because the contract is more than likely.
I understood that when you told me the first
one. Okay.
I understood that. But that's not my point. My point is somebody comes up with this magic number of $150,000 for a consultant. And then we go out and we because now all of a sudden we've got $150,000 to spend, we go out to consultants and all of a sudden they go, well, how much is it? Well, I got $150,000 to spend. Oh, I can do that for $150,000. But if that money wasn't necessarily there, they might do it for $100,000.
So
amendment on the floor to make that 75? It's up to the committee.
I'll second that as it is.
You're changing it to
75,000. I mean, it's up to the committee. And I'm not going to get mad one way or the other. I'm just telling you, you know, I'll do whatever the committee wants.
I think what we're trying to do is just understand better, because we have a financial responsibility. And by the time it gets to the... the contract, it's very rare that it stops at that point because so much has been invested in it. And we're just trying to understand what the scope of work is and are you going to be utilizing the in-house expertise to help develop it. I'll go along with that because I think the original concern was how high the number was. That's
the
why I came back.
Let Bob give me the details on why it was so high. I don't have those details. And that's just the way it is.
Well, we got two choices, or three actually. We could vote for it, amend it down, or take no action.
Like I said, ladies, gentlemen, it's up to you.
I would assume...
I won't be supporting it the way it is. Let's just
move it forward at 75 would be my first option.
With the caveat that, you know, and put to law enforcement that we would like to see their involvement in the development of the RFP so that, you know, their input and expertise is part of the process at the beginning and not after you get information back. Can we
do a resolve for that?
Well, that's fine, but I think they would be involved anyway. I think it'd be done whatever you want to.
They're involved after the stuff comes back, not in the development of the RFP or in the scope of work that's being asked. And that was the point Manager was making.
And Suzanne said, well, I'm sure they would be, but It's not actually.
Oh, you think they will be? I don't know who's going to be involved in developing the RFP, though.
In the committee, that decides.
Okay.
That waits the RFP.
Well, that's after the RFP. RFP before it goes out, I can imagine that we would pull in as many people as we could that had some working knowledge of what the situation.
All right, well, I think I've been in the 75. So, Kevin seconded. Kevin, okay. You put it up. Okay. The motion, I made the motion, you seconded. But like I said, you know, there's three options here. We could do that, we could do nothing, or we can take and go for it. We could vote it down would be the fourth option. Or fourth option, we can vote it down. I don't want to vote it down. No.
No action, we have the security. I think we need it.
I just don't like the process.
Yeah.
Well, and we have to figure out what how that process can be. I know we kind of just started talking about this, but we'll find out. That would be helpful. Thank
you. But I'd like to know how that law determines the dollar amount.
It doesn't. The dollar amount is often, I think, an unknown because we are not experts in this line.
We're a guesstimate of
so
what
we
other
put
people.
Something out but there, and the law says
$75,000 in it. I still cover the law.
And yeah. The law says that we have to competitively bid these things.
Right.
So we can't bid it because we don't have specifics. So what we do is a request for proposals.
Fine.
This is what we need you to accomplish.
I am
how are you going to do it, what's included, and how much would it cost us? And then you go to the evaluation committee waiting process.
Right.
Okay.
It seems like a very fair... Yeah, and the 150 just gets rolled into whichever proposal you take as part of the development of the design of the
project. Right, and it's not...
But yeah,
we may not all get
fit.
Like
right. So then we can go in with $75,000.
Yeah.
As long as we have a dollar amount. And if it comes back more than that, we can approve it, right?
If it comes back more, not the lowest, because again, the price is not the determinant in RFP.
Right, because it's an RFP, the best.
So the best for the buck, when that comes in, if it's more than $75,000, then we have another month to come back to the committee.
Yeah, we took it. Didn't we do that with a road, with a bridge a couple of months ago?
Uh-huh.
It came in over the amount we were going to bid, and we approved it.
Right.
We can do the same thing with this.
Right, but it's another month. We only need one month.
Wait in 6 years. I mean, that's my take.
If Mark gets hit again, don't
worry. Oh, you don't have to worry about it. Our Mark gets hit again, you won't have to worry about that me coming to you.
All right. I'm not be turning it downstairs anymore.
Okay, so what are we doing?
75.
So we're going to change the amount to 75?
We're going to vote on it.
Make a motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Did the environmental committee get changed? Yeah. Oh, that's... Okay. Go. Here we go, next. Resolution
239. Establishing capital project, Oak City Law Enforcement Center Lighting.
So moved. For purposes of discussion.
Okay. Take a second.
Okay.
All right. Who wants to discuss?
Well, I'm sorry, but I do. I just want to inform you more than anything. I am in favor of this because it's going to save the county money and reduce our carbon emissions considerably. But it is like a lot of other things that do that. we're sort of taking the path of least resistance. Central Hudson has a contractor. We're going with that contractor. I just want you to know that the town, ever since that lighting forum that we had, the towns have been meeting, the city of Kingston and the towns have been meeting. There was a meeting actually today with Pat Courtney Strong, who's on the Climate Smart Committee, and a couple other Climate Smart Committees, and the Citizens for Local Power, and the Association of Towns have created a series of meetings where they are looking at the really very best possible street lighting options. This isn't street lighting, this is a specific facility, and it's fine. It just may not be the best deal. But it's here, it's now, it's ready, and it is going to reduce costs, and it is going to reduce emissions. So I'll be voting for it, but I wanted to just let you know there's a more rigorous process going on. They're seeking a grant to actually do a deep review of whether municipalities should own their own lights, whether they should go with Central Hudson. During that process, Central Hudson's rates are now being set, and we don't know what they are, but they don't look very favorable. Central Hudson can own it, and we can do just a lease. The towns can own it and just lease the poles. They can contract out just up for somebody else to do the installation and maintenance. There are a lot of different options that are being discussed to try to get the very best deal. So I'm going to vote for this, as I say, because it's now and it's a step in the right direction. But it's similar to our last conversation. It's really sort of drilling down and getting the very best information before they make a decision. And Kingston is well along in the process. They already hired a consultant to do an assessment and make recommendations. But they're participating, and then all the little towns that also have street lights have the potential to save huge amounts of money, but there are multiple options, and they want to figure out the best way to go about it. So I just wanted to look at the data. I just wanted to keep everyone informed. Other than that, I'm fine with this.
I just have a couple of questions. What did we spend for the external lighting program? It said we saved about 195,000 kilowatts at a cost of, or a savings of 25.5, just to round it out. What did we spend to save that 25.5?
I can answer that. This is all the Department of the Environment. This is their contract. Mm-hmm. This is their grant money. Mm-hmm. This is their arrangement for Central Hudson. I could find out probably what we spent on electricity. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have the records about the expenditures for the tower itself.
Right.
But as far as the program and the savings from the program, I have none of that information.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, and they just, for me, they weren't jiving, and I didn't know, are we getting enough of a return on going with this program?
Well, I think part of it is, as Amanda Joe said,
and I don't know. It's low-hanging
fruit.
Let's money. Take it.
Well, it's partly money, but partly benefiting the environment,
right.
You know, that piece of it.
Right.
So, I know my husband and I looked into solar, and I'd love to do it, but it's, you know, the deal was really bad for us. I mean, we would be spending more money.
Right.
And then you have
and
to
get your rate of return.
Right.
No, I get
you
it.
You know, you'd be helping with the...
Also, is there an error on the financial impact? It says 12,237 for capital appropriations, and then serial bonds were 12,337. Is that a typo?
I don't know, but it looks
okay. It looks like an error to me. So that was the only thing I had. Thank you.
Here it says the same. Where are you looking?
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
No, here.
Yeah.
Probably two.
Good catch.
Yeah.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. If you don't mind, I ask you, since you seem to take lead on this,
my, just reading through this, we're paying the $12,000 for a report, or are we actually getting something?
Oh, I think that it they switched out the lights. That was not just, we weren't paying just for a report. I think it was a replacement of them for lights. That's the way I took it, unless I read it wrong.
We're going to pay the amount of $12,237 in order to analyze lighting and efficiency opportunities.
And retrofit the installer.
Yeah. Ooh. Did I miss that?
That's
what it said. I thought it said and retrofit and install. Yeah.
This is already done.
They've already figured out.
So 12,000, we're actually getting something.
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting a huge savings.
Plus the future savings.
Yeah. So I was just curious as to what the outside cost us. That was my answer.
Okay. Anything else?
Yep.
Take a look. All those in favor? Who made the motion? Who made the second?
Nana made the motion. I made the second.
Okay. All those in
favor? Aye.
Mr. Chairman, you got 15 minutes.
Okay. Next. Resolution 242, conveying a portion of county-owned real property acquired through the Greater Catskills Flood Remediation Program to Napanock Fire District.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
There you go.
Okay. Discussion? Any discussion?
This part of the special land can't be used for any building. It's just defined the county with, right? But
the fire district.
You're not collecting, you can't collect any taxes on it.
Well, we would be paying, we would be paying the taxes until it became exempt for some time. I don't remember when I put them on but it's right next to the firehouse, and they wanted some parking, and as you said, nobody can build anything on it. They did ask me that when I was downstairs if they could put a fence on it, which I talked to Steve about, and Steve said yes, they could.
What are they going to use this for anyway?
Parking. Yep. Right next to the firehouse.
Okay. I don't know if they're like other firehouses, sometimes they have
a hole. No, this is huge.
I don't know the area.
And I? most do.
Yeah, Lasco, Bloomington.
That's a great brand new one.
Yeah, they have all kinds of events.
I remember.
Okay.
Bizarre.
There you go. Find out.
Yeah. Then they went home, and the fire got turned down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Just call a question.
Yes, call a question. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Yes, 240, resolution number 242, amending the 2015 Hot House County budget. CHIPS funding adjustments for the Department of Public Works.
This is the rollover. This was the CHIPS money that we did not use in 2014. They allow us to roll it over to 2015, 2016. So we have that. And there's another one in here somewhere where they just gave us more commercial recovery money.
Motion.
Someone
make a motion? Second. Who's second? I'll second it. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Resolution 244, authorizing the chairman of the Elsa County Legislature to exercise an option to extend the lease agreement with GZ Realty. To the office space for West County Family Court.
I'll make the motion. Why don't
you make a motion for discussion? Can I get a second?
Second.
Give me a motion. I need a second.
Okay.
Your motion.
Okay.
thought you made that.
Discussion?
Family court, we had this conversation last year where we extended. What are we doing with this, and where's the scope of responsibility around this, and, you know, what's the plan, and because we keep redoing it, and I thought I heard that the additional judge and the scope of what we were proposing was not approved by the state.
I don't know about approval from state. I know they're putting a lot more demands on us. We already made a whole bunch of adjustments for them. Everybody's out of there except family court. The whole building now is family court.
Okay.
And it's still not up to their standards. There's quite demanding.
Okay.
And so I think that the preliminary plan at this point is to take them over to the BRC.
That's what I was saying.
And have them go through there. I don't know if there's an issue because the
county seat, which is the city of Kingston.
Right,
but there's a question whether or not they could even have, it might be a line extension onto the city because it's not that far.
Well, I think that the thinking right now is we only have this one option. We can't do it again. So and the college will be out of the BRC in like early August sometime. So it would be. It's good planning, and it would be a good place for them if they're accepting of it. And then we would have to see exactly what they want us to do. And as I said, they're pretty, and I'm sure you've had that conversation with us, but they're pretty demanding about.
Well, I know they are. I remember in the past, I remember when we had to do the same thing down at City Hall. The courts make certain demands, and you try to meet those demands, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's just out of control.
Okay. I was just curious because I hadn't heard other than through tidbits here and there, and so I was just concerned, you know, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And this is the last time we're going to extend the lease. Is that what you were saying?
I can't say that.
Yeah. We don't know
that.
We
only
offer
us one option to extend, and this is it.
Okay. Right.
So the
and
lease
we,
would have to be recovered. Okay.
We need to determine what we are going to do with family court.
Yes.
And that is going to be determined by whether or not they can go into the BRC or if they have to go somewhere else. If they have to go somewhere else, I don't know where that somewhere else is going to be.
Okay. BRC.
BRC, Business Resource Center.
I think they have more than adequate space compared to what they have over here.
They have plenty of space. They have where the, you know, they could do a
incubator.
They got plenty of parking.
Yeah. I'm sure that they have,
the college,
have to put in that because they do have the magnetometer.
And the other part of that, it's close to DSS. So there's a lot more to that as far as benefits than
synergy there, right?
You know what I mean? It puts everything in. I know. From what I've heard, I guess a lot of attorneys don't necessarily like it.
They
like the idea just direct your own.
Right.
Yeah. So, but that's the way it goes. Okay. So, what's your pleasure? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, next. Resolution 245, amending the 2015 Ulster County budget. Extreme winter recovery funding appropriation. On public works and highways and bridges. The motion for discussion?
So moved.
Second.
I'll try to get it real
soon. Okay. Discussion? Since we're getting money,
it's just the, as I said, they gave it to us last year and they gave it to us again this year. It's a good thing. More money.
We could ask for more money for salt, so that was last go around.
So, okay, and with that, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So moved. Last but not least. Oh, 246, setting a public hearing on the sale and or transfer of 25 South Manor Avenue, Kingston, New York, to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance Incorporated. Local Development Corporation.
I'll make the motion.
Motion for discussion, second?
I'll second for purposes of discussion.
Okay. So you want to talk about this?
I don't know that much about this. I hadn't seen this. I was at a training for highways for 3 days.
I'm assuming this is the IT, the old IT building.
Yes, it is.
And I don't see its financial approximate cost.
Well, it's only the $300 for the public hearing.
Right. Okay. So, we don't have a clue how much money we're going to get, or we're giving it to you. No, it's just for public hearing. Well, the one on sale.
If they transferred it to the LDC, I think it would be the same kind of thing that we did with Golden Hill, and then it would go, you know, either out to bid or it would be marketed.
I do, just because we had this came up in economic development, and it is putting it into the LDC because they can then market it. They don't have to auction it, which gives them more control over the transition of moving the IT folks out. The building has had its share of problems, and supposedly there's some interest around it. Mm-hmm. The only clarification that I had asked was if the LDC is successful in a sale and the transaction is complete, does the LDC then transfer the money back to the county, with, you know, versus keeping the money? And I was told yes.
Yeah,
I don't think they would be able to keep the county out of it.
Right.
Right.
They don't own it.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I didn't ask this though. Do you know if they get a transaction fee?
I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to that.
Can we verify that information?
Like a commission?
Yeah. Like, does the LDC get a transaction fee?
Economic Development Alliance, right?
Yeah.
That's like our old UCDC.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Open vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Okay. Any other discussion? Or go right ahead.
Okay. A couple things. I noticed on the note from our last, there was a discussion about the Tappan Zee checking panels. They're too large to support some of our projects. We were just talking at the UND corridor meeting that the span is 300 plus for the Boyceville trestle, and that, you know, we should consider using one of these panels because that could save a tremendous amount of money. And my understanding is they're broken down into 50 feet and 100 feet, so that while they seem humongous, they are they're able to be broken down. And to me, if we can save money, we should pursue that.
I do know what you're talking about. I have no idea what it costs to transport stuff like that, but
my understanding is, and because other folks have done it, that the transportation of it, while it may seem high, it still overall is less than the cost of putting in a new platform. So it should be.
And it's the type of thing that we would be using for Boyceville?
It could be. Yeah, it was brought up, and Herb Letts, mm-hmm. who had pitched it to Dennis,
right.
And Dennis was at the meeting as well. So he's aware of it, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention that I don't think we should dismiss the panels.
Right,
well,
we're on the list.
Okay. I know we're on the list, but I thought the pertinent information was that that they could be 50 and 100 feet, and that could make a difference in a number of our bridge projects. So,
I think it's 12 feet 6 inches wide by 50 feet and 14 something.
Yeah, there's a couple of
Dennis.
Yeah, but Dennis was there, so yeah, just FYI.
He may have even contacted
us.
And while, thank you for the beautiful word chart, it really helps to have names in these positions. So where we can, if we could just get it updated with names, that's really, you know, because then it also shows us what's open, what jobs are open, and who's filling what jobs. So, that would be helpful.
Okay, thank
anything else? Is there anything you'd like to say to the committee?
I don't think we really want to hear it.
You're a good trooper.
You're a good trooper.
Okay, with that,
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, go in peace.
I don't know, that's why I said it was terrible.
And I apologize once again for being late, but I forgot.
Don't forgive me.
I'm glad you called me.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You have to do a check mark and then have to sign it.
Convention, yes.
Did they tell me who's on the top
Yes.
Oh, let me check.